like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Wayne Miller.
This is movie time.
It is. Spider-Man.
Half a billion dollars already? After the first weekend?
Yes.
Holy
yes.
Gosh.
Good summer movie, especially on the heels of other Avenger movies that are pretty heavy-handed. Endgame, and which was good, but...
Spider-Man, Far From Home. Not to be confused with the previous Homecoming.
Yes.
So everything's about home for this poor boy.
Yeah.
It's an adolescent romantic comedy couched in the superhero. All the kid wants to do is to go on vacation with his buds.
Yes, and relax.
Right.
And then, you know, after this, the blip, as they call it, you know, the whole thing from Endgame.
But, you know, for one of the good things about it is it's realistic.
Yeah.
He has lost his mentor, Tony Stark.
Yes. Yep.
And it's difficult for him to get over it.
Yes.
And easy for him to give himself over to Mysterio.
Well, that, exactly, because he's not finding a very good mentor. At least he's not, he's kind of a tougher mentor, and that's Nick Fury. You know, Samuel L. Jackson,
right,
who does a great job, you know, with an eye patch. I mean, he's a teenager. He needs a mentor.
Well, Quentin Beck, played by Jake Gyllenhaal, otherwise
yes,
known as Mysterio. Now, what do you think is going to happen with him with a name like Mysterio?
Oh,
I mean, can
we
count on
him? Maybe not quite as a good guy as we thought.
How old is Spidey? 16?
Yeah, it's supposed to be, yeah.
Gee, my God, he looks like he's 60.
Not quite.
Yeah.
But I think he does, you know, and I like the two previous ones. What really kind of makes these movies, and I think Tom Holland does a good job, and why they're very popular, for young and old alike, this is a relatable character. We could all think back to awkwardness in our teenage years and having a crush, and I think they do a good job with Zendaya as MJ.
Zendaya is inscrutable.
Yes.
Aloof. She does a great job. I think she's the outstanding part of this film.
Yes.
Next to Jake Gyllenhaal, whom I love, and that doesn't look
he's
like
good.
I'm gonna see him again.
Oh, who knows?
I know.
Well,
no.
You know, in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, nobody, don't count anybody down. Anybody could come back from the dead.
I get anxious about an adolescent romantic comedy. Most of the film is he's saying he doesn't want to be the leader of the group.
Yeah.
Most of the time he's saying how much he misses Tony Stark.
Yeah.
Do I have to go through all of this to get to the good part? No, and I agree with you. It's one of the things that I'll always say is it's very humane. It's the most humane of them all.
Yes.
Now,
well, you know, I think what really kind of, there's a lot of cute bits. And of course, what was cool, since we've both been to Europe, to see some of these sites that they had. You know, I was kind of hoping that they would maybe get to, because they talked about going to the Eiffel Tower, but they never made it to France. But,
well,
you know,
I didn't notice if their gondolier had a cell phone.
Yeah, like our little group had several years ago in the canals of Venice.
Well, I'll tell you, I really like the romance between John Favreau and Marisa Tomei.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes, Aunt May. And thinking back on the other two Spider-Man series, we always have the love interest, you know, as Zendaya does here with MJ. We have a somewhat mentor role, you know, kind of like, especially in the best of the McGuire series, the middle one, where Alfred Molina plays Doc Ock.
Oh, I love Molina.
Here are some guys who don't turn out to be quite the mentors for poor Spidey, the little love interest between Peter Parker's little sidekick.
Oh, yeah.
And the little blonde young lady.
Right.
That which added
is
a
Jonah
lot of
Hill.
Cuteness. His little
schlubby
sidekick that sometimes are done very well, you know, in some of the Marvel movies.
Well, Wayne Miller, the film is Spider-Man Far From Home. What grade would you award it?
I'm going to give it a B+.
Very good.
I enjoyed it. I it was a good time.
And I will award it a C+ because it exasperates me. No, I guess I'm just going to have to be patient and wait for 47 meters down.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to shows and read reviews online at WCBE.org.